3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing today? This is Alex. You can call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through this day. If you are a new listener to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other listening platforms. If you don't have one of the listening platforms, download it on your devices. Please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a psychologist, I am not a therapist in any way, shape, or form. I'm not a medical professional, I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed, I'm not giving anyone legal advice or medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone, I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I want to talk about this situation because I wanted to see how it will play out. I have been hearing a lot of updates about it. I paid attention to it. In case you're not familiar with the background story, Kenneth Petty, Nicki Minaj's husband, pleaded guilty by failing to register as a sex offender in the state of California. I hate to say the name because it's disgusting. I cringe every time I think about his name. Who would have that name? Nicki Minaj married that man 2 years ago, I want to say. Kenneth Petty R'd, I don't want to say the R word, someone named Jennifer Hu, or I think it's Hu. They were both 16 years old when they were in high school. Kenneth Petty was arrested for R'ing Jennifer. He registered as a sex offender in New York. You know, Petty was arrested that day for first degree rape and later pleaded guilty to attempted R. He was sentenced to 18 to 54 months in prison. My thoughts is that Jennifer has the right to tell her story. Jennifer was on the show called The Real. This is what she said, so I'm gonna go over it. She wanted to speak to the public because, according to her, she's tired of being afraid. So I'm gonna say and read what exactly she said because I don't want to make a mistake. So let me read it. She said, "I feel like the actions that were taken in regards to this whole situation put me in a different type of fear at my age, and it was wrong. The only way not to be afraid is to continue to speak up. I knew what he wanted," referring to Kenneth Petty. "He pushed me down on the bed. We wrestled for my clothes." Then Jennifer mentioned how Petty R'd her and he stood up in the nearby mirror and said, "I'm the man, I'm the man." And she also said it was like reliving it again because it was a lie. It wasn't true. We both were 16. We were never in a relationship. I just felt woman to woman that was wrong of Nicki Minaj. So that's what she said. According to Jennifer, she declined the offer and said she later received a message from the associate that she should have taken the money because they are going to put that money on her head. So that's what she said. Overall, I commend Jennifer for being brave because there are a number of people who have been through this, the same thing that Jennifer went through. There are a number of people who are afraid to speak out because they went through something traumatic. No one wants to see them silenced enough to tell their story. We don't want to see people relive something that broke someone, that broke them and hurt them. We don't want that, and it's wrong to put someone in that situation. It's very insulting. I feel that's very unforgivable to make someone relive a traumatic event knowing that Petty changed her life. I'm sure that Petty changed a lot of people's lives, and to me, he's a sick person. Nicki Minaj hurt Jennifer because she got involved and she should have stayed out of it. I can tell that Jennifer was in danger and she was unsafe because she was harassed to recant her story and to be paid with hush money. Nicki Minaj was involved in this. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's one thing if she was standing by her husband. Overall, she should have let her husband go through his problems by himself so she does not get into some legal trouble. It was not right that Jennifer was harassed to recant her story. That is why she relocated several times. This is why the U.S. Marshals were in contact with her because there were people involved to harass her. Madame Noir, the Daily Beast, the Inquisitor talked about how the US Marshals got involved because Nicki Minaj and her husband were harassing Jennifer. Both Nicki and her husband got other people involved to make Jennifer recant her story. It was right that the US Marshals got involved. It would have been best if the feds were also there to help too, because what they did was federal since they were committing a crime in different states. I hope that I'm not wrong about this one. I can tell that's federal. Jennifer did the right thing by refusing hush money because giving people hush money is a federal crime. To me, that's very sickening. It should be. She mentioned that she's tired of being afraid. I saw how real the show was because she was crying and she had the right to express herself. As far as Nicki Minaj, I don't feel bad for her at all. I will say that this is her husband's fault because he's already getting himself into more legal trouble. I feel that Nicki Minaj already tarnished her brand by being married to him. As much as I can't control whom she can marry, who she's with, she should have been married to a guy who is clean, rich, and the brightest. She has no common sense anymore, so has been thrown out the window. Once you're married to someone, someone's debt is your own debt. Unfortunately, her decision made everything fall apart in her career and her personal life. I know that Kenneth Petty is a bad person. He will always be a bad person. He will always be bad news. I believe that he's using Nicki Minaj's money to be spiteful by making the victim recant the story. The real reason why he's doing this is that he wants to fight off the registry for being the offender, S offender. He can have privileges such as traveling. Unfortunately, what he did was fucked up because allegedly he was traveling to Trinidad knowing that he was supposed to tell the immigration officers that he is a S offender. He was allegedly with Nicki Minaj in Trinidad last year. Nicki Minaj got involved in some bullshit. I will say that this is her own fault. The reason why she married him is that she thought she can change her husband. Unfortunately, you can't change someone who has no ability to change for the better. That's a hard lesson to learn. I came to the conclusion that Kenneth Petty is possibly greedy because he's using Nicki Minaj for money. He's a disgusting person. So the way he did it was by asking her to get involved. That's my opinion. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.